Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Overnight, four Palestinians, including a child, were killed in Israeli shelling west of Gaza's southern city of Rafah in the Tal al-Sultan neighborhood. There were emotional scenes as family members of the victims gathered to prepare for the funerals of those killed in that Israeli strike. And in the north of Gaza, a girl is pulled alive from the rubble after Israeli forces bombed the Jabalia refugee camp. At least one person was killed, several others were injured. Well, Israel's war cabinet will reconvene for a third day in the coming hours as it grapples with how to respond to Iran's attack on Saturday. Tehran fired hundreds of missiles and drones towards Israel. The Israeli army chief has warned of consequences for Iran.
We are closely assessing the situation. We remain at our highest level of readiness. Iran will face the consequences for its actions. We will choose our response accordingly. The IDF remains ready to counter any threat from Iran and its terror proxies as we continue our mission to defend the state of Israel.
Meanwhile, the Iranian president, Ibrahim Raisi, has told the Emir of Qatar that Tehran will respond to any Israeli attack against its interests. Iran's foreign minister also warned Israel of an immediate response.
If the Israeli regime makes a mistake, this time Iran's response, as Iran's military commanders announced, will not be minimal, but immediate and severe.
Two Palestinians have been killed in the village of Kibat al-Tawil near Nablus in the occupied West Bank. The Palestinian Wafa news agency is reporting they were shot by Israeli settlers. The flare-up in violence follows the disappearance of a 14-year-old settler whose body was found on Saturday. Pakistan is starting a second phase of a controversial plan to deport hundreds of thousands of Afghan refugees living in the country. Over 500,000 undocumented Afghan nationals have already been expelled since last October. Widespread flooding in Oman has left at least 18 people dead. In one incident, a car carrying 10 children and their driver was swept away. Violent thunderstorms, heavy rain and strong winds caused flash floods.
Coming up on The Take, after a year of war in Sudan, what hopes and memories are people holding on to? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.